So the big question is this:
how do married entrepreneurs like us who have decades of business building experience, how do we break through common communication, productivity, and profitability barriers, all while living powerfully in sync?
That's the big question, and this podcast is the answer. You see, even if just one of you is called to entrepreneurship, the family is called to entrepreneurship. No, the goal is not the almighty dollar. We're aiming for the almighty impact. What's up? This is OL and Sway Buckley. Welcome to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast.
Marriage Marketplace Ministry. Let's go.
Hey everyone, what's up? This is OL Buckley.
And this is Sway.
Yep, you're listening to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast.
Podcast, yes. And
yep, this is episode number 95.
Coming to you live from the
car, driving through New York City. So just so you know, if you hear any whatever, from GPS to sirens, there's your disclaimer.
Right. Okay. Now, this episode, we really wanted to tackle, or I guess not even tackle, really take you behind the scenes of what's been going on with us. How we recently, we have some amazing news. We recently landed a pretty amazing media partner. And we want to share just our journey behind the scenes on how that's happened, and then share just some strategies, tips, if that's something that you all want to do. Now, let me explain to you, and we did this for free. Okay, touch your neighbor and say free. Free, F-R-E-E. We want to first explain just the importance of having visibility as entrepreneur.
Yes, visibility is, I mean, I think it goes without saying how critical it is.
Right.
Most people, we all understand that to an extent, visibility is directly connected to profitability. Mm. I think a couple of the challenges why visibility is a issue or can be an issue oftentimes is because especially we as, you know, man entrepreneurs, we work so hard to make sure that, you know, all of our ducks in a row. And if I could even use the phrase, you know, giving birth to whatever it is that we do, whether it be in product or service, you can spend so much time, energy, effort, resources, brain power, what have you, trying to just bring your product or service to the forefront, get it to a place where you're proud to present it to your core market.
Right.
And then now that you have it, now that you have the product ready, the service ready to go, you've worked out, you know, many of the bugs, at least some of the bugs, you know, now you feel like getting visibility, you know, and advertising even, you can feel like that's so much work and it can feel like heavy lifting. And we get that. We understand that. But we also know that it does not have to be heavy lifting. And so while you may have spent and exerted yourself, and it may have taken you all a while to do this, you know, to really bring it to say, okay, we're proud of this product or we're proud of this service now. You know, you can just almost feel like, you can almost just feel like the best kept secret who's tired.
That's crazy. And that's so real too. And that's why we want to make sure that we're just sharing some really real value as we continue and as we have been, but taking you more behind the scenes of what's going on with us and then what that looks like, what it will mean moving forward, and what things that you're going to see that are new and different. And we're really, really excited about it. So we're not at full liberty right now to disclose everything as far as all the details, but as we get more liberty to do so, we will definitely share that with you all. So well, we can share this, like how it has even happened as far as landing pretty major contract or opportunity, I would say, for free, that in partnership with media, that we're able to really have an even huger, is that a word? Even.
I think we know what you mean.
Yeah, a huger impact, you know, even much more powerful.
Even more powerful.
There you go. Impact with nearly 1.2 million people, and that means people meaning families, and families meaning marriages, and we're so excited about that part right there. Okay, so we're going to share a little bit about that, but then also I want to go over, you know, sometimes people don't understand or may not have thought about the difference between like a visibility plan and an actual marketing plan, and why you need both.
Yes.
So we're going to just go over that as well too. We did explain like why you actually need a visibility plan as far as being visible. You want to talk about that? We can just dive in that part first, and then we'll share our backstory of how and how we just started this new partnership.
Right.
and what that means moving forward.
Yeah, so
visibility.
The reason why you would need a visibility plan is because this is where you need to emerge, right? Mm-hmm. And by emerge, you could either do one or two things with your business. You could either blend in, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Or you can emerge head and shoulders above. Mm-hmm. And if you really want to rise above mm-hmm. what may already be noisy, saturation, etc., or even just people's lives, you know, mm-hmm. getting that kind of visibility and showing up on people's radar, mm-hmm. that is challenging because, you know, people are so busy and life is so complicated today. Mm-hmm. And so having a visibility plan is really, really important, because what you're doing is you're outlining and saying, here's how we're going to draw attention and eyes to our product and service. Mm-hmm. Because once we draw attention and eyes to our product and service, that's step one. Mm-hmm. That's the beginning phases of really penetrating your core market. They have to know you exist. And I know this may seem or sound, you know, sort of like a no-brainer, but we often forget how important it is to not just be the best, mm-hmm. but also be the loudest, be mm-hmm. visible, dominate the conversation by often, you know, having a consistent presence. Just having a consistent presence. I'm gonna say this really quickly. Visibility, you could stand out and be more visible just by being consistent. Because so many people, so many businesses, so many entrepreneurs don't have the energy to be consistent. Mm-hmm. And if you just be consistent, then what'll happen is people will notice how the competition is inconsistent.
Right.
And when the competition is inconsistent, you basically fill in those gaps and people see that you're consistent, and it's like, wow. Mm-hmm. So automatically, just by having consistent visibility,
yeah.
you've established credibility.
That's good.
So
that's so true too. And I think we should also break down our definition, or just the difference between visibility, your visibility plan, and an actual marketing plan.
Yes.
They do go hand in hand.
Yes.
And, you know, I feel like we all understand what a marketing plan is, just a plan that shows, or a path that shows forth how you're going to get your messaging out
mm-hmm.
to your specific people group, which is known as a market.
Yes.
Right? And visibility plan, how would you define that?
A visibility plan is really advertising. And so I like to think of it this way. Advertising is announcing mm-hmm. and marketing is messaging. Mm-hmm. So think of it this way. Who's saying what, and then what are they saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's who's saying it and what are they saying. So when your core market thinks about your business, it's like, oh, they identify who you are based on your visibility. Oh, that's them, or that name, or that company, what have you. Mm-hmm. But then what are you saying? So mm-hmm. advertising is like announcing, mm-hmm. hey, we're here. And then messaging
up,
is
everybody?
Really about conveying that value.
Right. That's good. That's good. So I think that's important to understand too, what we're talking in using these terms, visibility plan, marketing mm-hmm. plan, just understanding what we really mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, that visibility plan is definitely linked to that marketing plan.
Yes,
you know?
Because if you're visible, but you're not connecting or conveying mm-hmm. value, mm-hmm. then you're just loud.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? And
that's true.
And being mm-hmm. loud but not connecting,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna. I'm going to tell you, whatever your visibility plan or marketing plan is, you're going to end up wasting money.
Mm-hmm.
You are. You're going to end up wasting money, time, energy, and effort.
Yeah.
And it's ultimately going to be frustrating to you, because you're going to be
yeah.
saying, why am I not connecting? I'm visible.
Right. And I'm loud.
Right. So it's not enough to advertise if you're not actually having a message that is resonating with your core market.
Right. That's so good. That's so, so good. So now when we talk about this, your visibility plan, your marketing plan, what that looks like. And I think it's important to say this too. In this day of social media and, you know, even like influencer marketing or influencers, I think you want to just be so mindful to not put all your eggs in one basket.
Correct.
Because I think for both of us, and maybe probably many of us even listening, have started our businesses offline, and our offline businesses really have been our bread and butter businesses that have we've used to invest into any type of online or digital services that we've offered. And I say all that to say you can be profitable. You can be profitable even with seemingly a moderate following. You know, it doesn't even have to be. It's really about the people that you're connected with, like the quality of the people, and not just random folks who just.
Yes.
Who can't, they don't care either way, you know, really not buyers, but that makes a huge difference too. So yes, I think it's important to continue to grow, and you know, that's what we do, but making that your sole focus, then you really miss out on having an impact with those you already are connected with.
Yes. And I want to add this piece too about the visibility plan. You know, one thing that we've seen that is very interesting, because I know, you know, some of you may be listening to this and thinking, man, you talked about visibility and you talked about consistency. Mm. You're probably thinking in your mind, that sounds like a bunch of money. But don't think of it that way. Or you might be thinking, you know, wow, that sounds like a bunch of effort and energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to suggest, don't even think about it that way. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that we've seen work very well is you can actually have waves of visibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can have waves of visibility.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have waves of advertising.
Yeah.
Or waves, WAVES,
mm-hmm.
of announcing.
Mm-hmm.
And in between those waves or those intervals,
mm-hmm.
what can end up
happening? WAVES.
I'm saying WAVES, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so what ends up happening between those waves is your market, your ideal client is basically brand evangelizing for you, to where you're getting that word of mouth momentum. So you could even sort of lighten up on the gas pedal with regards to visibility or advertising or announcing, and you can continue to listen to your market through the messaging or / marketing. And as you refine your messaging, because you're always going to be doing it.
I'm sorry, excuse me. When you said messaging, whose messaging are you talking about?
I'm talking about the married entrepreneur's business. If they're with their marketing camp, with their marketing
mm-hmm.
plan,
mm-hmm.
working with their visibility or advertising plan,
mm-hmm.
when you do waves of advertising, you can, in those intervals, when you're not really pushing the advertising or pushing
mm-hmm.
the visibility so strongly,
mm-hmm.
and you having sort of that downtime, if I can use
mm-hmm.
that phrase,
mm-hmm.
then your core market or your ideal client is actually brand evangelizing for you. They're talking on your behalf.
I see what you're saying.
You're mm-hmm. getting that word of mouth momentum.
Mm-hmm.
While you're getting that word of mouth momentum, and you should be doing this anyway, it's always wise to listen to what they're saying and use that feedback of what they're saying about
mm-hmm.
your business to further refine your messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And as you refine your messaging, when you come to your next wave of visibility, your next wave of advertising, you'll notice that you'll connect even the more, because as you grow with your business and your service or your product, you'll notice as you're taking in the feedback from your market and you're implementing those changes with your messaging,
mm-hmm.
your connections are just going to be stronger and they're going to be more pinpointed.
Yeah.
Because you're going to actually be getting more of your ideal clients. And you'll find out that you'll be working with people you really desire to work with more so than those who just sort of, that you don't desire to work with.
Yeah, that's so good. That's real, real good. So with that being said, we wanted to make sure we gave you this last piece of how we've landed this opportunity and every other opportunity, media opportunity, partnership that we've had in the past has been based on this one thing. And this one thing is easy to do. It's free to do. You know, I mean, of course you can and you should when you have opportunity to invest in it, but you can absolutely do it for free. And that is to start building relationships. And building relationships with those who you would want to connect with in that manner. And I would say every single time that we've had opportunities up to this point, it's been based off of relationship. And when I say relationship, it's about in that relationship, you really get connected with that person or those people, and you find out, like, what are they needing? What is going on with them? And how can you serve them? How can you serve even their community and their market? How can you bring value to them? And as you do that, and then they're doing that with you, it's just a great, like, reciprocity thing. So I'm really excited about being able to impact these 1.2 million, having that reach anyway, families, marriages across the states, and I'm sure more to come. And so what's going to happen, what we're doing now is, in celebration of all of this goodness, is we're going to be bringing on other married entrepreneurs. Many are even household names, and some may not be in your household now, but you will definitely love to have their names in your household once we tell you more about them. We're going to bring them on, and they're going to be sharing their things that they're working on, as well as how they have attained where they are and still growing, yes, growing in the business as well as in the marriage as well. So this is really a type of influencer interview series that we believe is going to be so juicy and juicy and good to everybody, all parties involved. So get ready for that, and we're going over the scheduling now. So we are about to go into this next wave of recordings, but we definitely will keep you all posted, and you are going to be like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe this is gonna be so, like, it's so good.
Yep, excited about it. So you found value with this episode, you know what to do. Subscribe, rate, and review.
Absolutely. Okay, hopefully this has been helpful for you all. We'd love to hear from you if you're working on a visibility plan, if you need even help with that, if you need some insight with that and putting all the pieces together. First step would be grab our Marriedpreneur map. If you don't have that by now, then what are you doing? Make sure you get that. Marriedpreneurmap.com/free gift. So Marriedpreneurmap.com/free gift. That download right there gives you the 8 steps to growing and building multiple revenue streams together as a married couple. And that's just to show you the steps so you can quickly assess where you are, what you're needing, and what you're missing. That's going to be the first step from there. And then we'll have some other opportunities for those who have that and then you have questions. We'll be following up based on the questions that you have. But in the meantime, do let us know how helpful this has been, or any other questions that you may have with visibility, with your visibility plan, anything, ahas that have stuck out with you, then make sure you tag us over, or share it with us in your stories, IG stories, over and IG at Marriedpreneur Life. Okay, y'all have a good one. Peace out.
Want more winning tips for your Marriedpreneur Life? If so, then go get your copy of our free Marriedpreneur Life Quick Start Guide. You can grab your free guide at M as in married, L as in life, quickstart.com.
Inside this guide, you'll find our top 15 systems and processes that we've used to grow our multiple businesses, as well as help countless marriedpreneurs kickstart and scale their vision to lead purposeful and profitable lives. We are marriedpreneurs living powerfully in sync and building amazing businesses that shape the future.